Committee of the Common Council at 9:25 p.m. Mr. Clerk, can you read the roll? Apparently, what constitutes the members of this group, just to clarify, are all the members of the council, less the members who have a conflict and have excused themselves. So that would be 13 members are eligible.
Okay. Alderman Carlo Carlozzi.
Not eligible.
Alderman Emmanuel Sanchez.
Present.
Alderman Louis Salvio.
Here.
Alderman David DeFronzo.
Here.
Alderman Michael Trueworthy.
Not eligible.
Excused.
Alderman Don Naples.
Here.
Alderwoman Eva Magnaszewski.
Here.
Alderman Daniel Salerno.
Here.
Alderman Wilfredo Pabone. Alderwoman Toni Lynn Collins.
Here.
Alderman Robert Schmedley.
Present.
Alderman Adam Platash.
Here.
Alderman Jamie G. Antonio.
Here.
Alderwoman Shirley Black.
Present.
Alderwoman Susan Bolinski.
Here.
Eleven present.
Thank you, Mr. Clerk. Mr. Clerk, can you read into, can you read the notice into the record, please?
To HUD Grants Committee, Alderman Mark Bernacki, Town and City Clerk, Alderwoman Suzanne Bolinski, Majority Leader. May 19, 2014, HUD Grants Committee. A regular meeting will be held on Wednesday evening, May 28, 2014, for the HUD Grants Committee of the Common Council at 8:15 p.m., which is now 9:28 p.m. in the Council Chamber, City Hall, 27 West Main Street, New Britain, Connecticut, for the following. 1. 2014 Annual Consolidated Plan for HUD Programs.
Thank you, Mr. Clerk. So it's been noticed properly in the town clerk's office, although we're past our time frame. The only item on the agenda is for discussion, item number one, annual consolidated plan for HUD programs. There is a resolution attached. Alderwoman Collins.
Excuse me. Point of order.
Yes. Alderman Salvio.
Last night, as our caucus left, before our caucus left, we thought there had been a negotiated agreement that this meeting would not take place tonight, that instead it would take place in 2 weeks on June 11th. That was the agreement we had, so we stopped our discussions of funding or not funding any items. Today, we find out now that there is a meeting. I think this is the most despicable, deceitful, and disgraceful thing that the council Democrats have done in this particular session of the Common Council. And I just can't imagine how you would want to pull such a political, deceitful thing. This is awful.
Thank you for your comments, Alderman. Alderwoman Collins.
Madam Chair, I'd like to make a motion to amend the CDB allocations with the following changes.
Excuse me? Go forward with your amendment, Alderwoman.
Okay, under public services, PS6, allocation awarded zero, Common Council award $10,000. PS19, original CCND allocation $12,000 to increase that to $17,000. PS27, allocation initially zero, Common Council award $5,000. PS28, initial CCND allocation zero, Common Council award $10,000. PS 32. Initial CCND allocation is zero. Common Council award, $12,000. PS 34. CCND initial award, $10,000. Common Council award, $15,000.
Excuse me, I think we might have the numbers mixed up here.
Correct.
What numbers might that be?
Why don't you let the Alderwoman finish her, there were some last minute changes made apparently. From the, we can have some comments then.
Okay, PS 35, initial CCND award, zero. Common Council award, $12,000.
Can you double check that figure?
Which one?
PS 35.
PS 35. Did I say 12,000?
Yes, you did.
Okay, that's what I have here.
Madam Chair.
Let's do the change there.
Well, let the Alderwoman, I think that's 15.
Okay, that I had was 12. Okay, PS 35. Initial CCND award is a zero. Common Council award, $15,000.
Okay.
Changes the bottom line of
nope,
three.
There's an additional one.
Well, if you have it, I don't have it.
It was the one you just talked about with Alderman Sanchez.
Enlighten me.
I believe PS 6.
PS 6.
The original allocation.
That's
or CCND.
No, no, no.
That was the first
no,
one I said.
That was the first
that?
One she did.
Okay.
PS 36.
PS 36. Okay. Initial CCND allocation was 25,000. Common Council award, zero.
No, Madam Chair, the CCND award was 25,000. We reduced it to 15,000.
Okay.
Sorry. Is that what you meant to
say? I don't
know
if I was clear.
Okay.
I apologize.
Yeah, because it's.
I understand. Yeah. This is.
And so, what is the final total on that page, Alderwoman?
Well, the total that I have is 371,000 as opposed to 319,000.
Yeah, I think that's not a correct total. But we
yeah, that's what I thought because of the last changes. Minute changes.
From the top, please.
So we're clear. We're
I will. I will, as to what the other woman said. To repeat the amendment, is that your full amendment?
Yes, it is. Oh, wait. I have to take it from somewhere. Okay, let's see. Under public facilities and housing, number 11.
Uh-huh.
Reducing the 264, the difference of what?
By the 52 by the, mm-hmm. on the first page.
Well, and I'm not sure it's still 52,000.
Hang on.
It's 74.
This is why. What do you have, Alderman, for total then? That's the same. Okay.
PS 6 was $10,000.
Plus two.
Yes, thank you.
Is that what you get, a 74?
52.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was 52, too. How come it's increased then?
It's an increase of 52,000.
That's what I had.
The bottom
it was
52. Line did stay 52,000.
371.
Yeah, 371. That is correct then. Okay. That's what I thought it was, balance. Okay, so it's 371. And
Madam
then
Chair?
Did you.
52. Madam Chairwoman.
if I might?
I think, I don't know.
Could I get a redo of that? Oh, okay.
I don't know, I'm gonna reread it, and then I don't think she's done. Did you say, the 371 is the correct amount?
Mm-hmm.
On that page? And so the difference between the first page and the second is 52,000.
So 264 minus 52 is 212.
212. Which is?
Comes to 212,000 under.
Under number 11. Okay, so state that again, please.
Okay, the change, under public facilities?
And housing.
Housing's bottom line change is, the same total I gave was $371,000.
Correct, but you said your other amendment, I believe you just said, was under 11.
Under 11 is to reduce the CCND award by 52,000, and the total being 212,000, as opposed to the 264,000.
Okay, so let me repeat everything in total. The amendment being proposed is on page one, public facilities and housing, changes on line number 11, from CCND award of 264 to CCND award of 212. That would change the subtotal for public facilities and housing from 1,182,180,000, you know what I'm saying. I can't even anymore.
Oh, yeah, they tell that.
To $1,130,180. The $319,000 would change to $371. The bottom line total would remain the same. On page two, changes are proposed at PS six from, in the CCND award from 0 to 10,000. In PS 19, the CCND award of 12,000 to 17,000 increase. The PS 28, from award of 0 to 5,000. Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry, I'm in the wrong place. Yeah, no, PS 27 is 0 to 5,000, correct? PS 28 is 0 to 10,000. PS 32 is 0 to 12,000. PS 34 is 10,000 to 15,000. That's CCND, 10,000 to Common Council, 15,000. PS 35 is 0 to 15,000. PS 36 is 25,000 to 15,000. And those are all, that is one amendment that's being proposed. Do I have a second on the amendment?
Second.
Okay. Amendment is proposed by Alderwoman Collins, seconded by Alderman DeFranzo. Now, discussion. Alderman Giantonio.
Oh, I don't need to stand.
You don't have to stand here.
Thank you.
Just me.
Madam Chairwoman. I'd like to call Kenny Malinowski up to the podium to answer a few questions, please. Thank you, Mr. Malinowski. Can you take us through some of your conversations with HUD the past few months, as well as the two letters that you've included for the council members, and just go over what HUD is asking of the city of New Britain right now?
Well, as depicted in the letter that arrived on the 20th, HUD is concerned, and has been for a number of years, about our ongoing expenditures in the social service aspects of our funding. Background would be that the regulations at this point, unless you're grandfathered back to the 80s, would be 15% of your entitlement can be spent towards social services. In the 80s, we were grandfathered at $445,732. That represents nearly 30% of our entitlement at this time. Since coming back to work for the city, I've had several discussions with HUD, and they have reiterated previous concerns with regards to the city's spending
nearly 30% of our entitlement on social services alone, and have asked us to reduce that to getting it closer to the norm across the country of 15%. When I expressed to them as of late that the commission had was suggesting $319,000, they implied to me that they felt that that was a good start, but they would like to see more improvement at some point. Additionally, because of the reorganization in the past administration, they were in fact questioning the office's capacity to continue managing the amount of work that the number of contracts by funding so many different social service agencies, as well as the bricks and mortar, as well as the home, as well as the emergency shelter grant contracts, was an overall strain on the office itself, and called into question our capacity to continue to run the grant as should be run. I have been told as of late that they feel that there's an improvement, because under this administration I've come back and the office is brought back into one place and people are working in tandem with each other again. So they are seeing improvement, and that is no longer a concern that they would probably put in writing at this point, but they, you know, will wait and see after we've been monitored on the upcoming occasions. We are about to be monitored in the next few weeks on our home allocations. But their overall message, as it was explained in the letter of May 20th, which I believe was shared with the council, is that we really need to reduce our spending in the social service world. I think they would be happy with what was put forward by the commission. I'm seeing that there is still something being put forward in a reduction at this point. I'm not sure as how you are looking at some of these agencies that have been within the program or being funded by the program for a good number of years, and you read in the letter that is something that they would also prefer not to see, agencies that continue to be funded year after year after year after year. CDBG was originally meant to be a startup fund, and then inevitably the agencies are weaned off and they find other funding. So, I mean, that basically is the conversations that I've been having with HUD. Additionally, you know, they're questioning whether or not we're going to be keeping some of our home funds. Well, we have about $1.1 or $1.2 million in jeopardy of losing because it wasn't spent on time. So that may have to go back to the federal government. We have yet to see whether or not that's going to happen. But that's about it, Alderman. Okay.
So that being said, you know, currently at the 445, we're at 30%. What HUD wants us to be at is 15. The CCND cuts got us to 21, but now we're the amendment before us is to get it up into the almost 25 range. In your professional opinion, do we risk possibly losing future funds by not trying to make great strides towards what HUD is asking us to do?
Losing future funds. It's very difficult to say whether they would tell us that we would be losing future funds. However, they will come in, they will monitor, and they will look to make sure that each of these individual agencies is doing exactly what they're supposed to be doing. We do that as well. And it's very difficult to continue to do that. You know, one has to realize that you have a request, then you have the commission that approves or denies a request, and then you move the money around as well. In many cases, let's say, and I'm just going to use examples, just numbers, because I don't have it in front of me, but if an agency, let's say, applied for $50,000 and we cut them down to $10,000, when they made their application, they made an application for a program based on a $50,000 budget. If we cut that budget back to $10,000, we certainly can't expect what they had in their original request for funding to be going forward, because they just cannot do it. Mm-hmm. At the same time, we then have to go ahead with whatever you've put forward and ask that agency to explain how they're going to run that specific program instead of on the $50,000 but on the $10,000. And how many beneficiaries are they going to have from that program based on the funding that's been allocated to them? And in many cases, if the alderman looked at the applications, many of these agencies are also awaiting funding from other sources. Funding sources such as the New Britain Foundation for Public Giving, the American Savings Foundation, United Way, and they go on and on. Because many of these organizations apply to all of these funding sources pretty much the same time almost every year. As a matter of fact, at one point we were exchanging information with like the New Britain Foundation and others so that we understood what they were going to fund, they understood what we were going to fund. And it was making everybody else's life easier. But most of the agencies have changed their policies and procedures. The Foundation for Public Giving, for instance, has a policy. You can only get funded for a 3-year stretch. After that, you at the very least have to leave for a year. And then you can come back and apply again. But going back to my original point, it creates even more work for us when we do not fully fund a different agency. Because now we have to go back to them and say, okay, fine. You asked us for 50, we gave you 10, now tell us what you're going to do with the 10. And then now we have to go back and make sure that instead of giving us the 100 beneficiaries, they gave us a like percentage that would go along with the 10 instead of the 50. And we continue to do that on a daily basis. We have in many instances have people walk away from the money because they simply can't run a program for what we're giving. They will say, thank you very much, but I can't do it. So, and I think you had some testimony at your public hearing where one individual said, look, if you're not gonna fully fund us, I think what you're talking about funding us is an insult. And I think one of your amendments today is even less than what we at the commission insulted them with. So. We will go to them now and say, okay, what are you going to give us for even a lesser amount than we had suggested you get before? It's going to be a difficult ride. But what it also does is puts a strain on the office. It puts a strain on whether or not we can continue with the capacity that we presently have, which is only 5 employees, to manage these funds in a way that HUD will feel is appropriate.
And if we don't manage those appropriately, that's much like the home funds that you were mentioning earlier, they could take some of those funds back from us.
They could call them forfeit.
Okay.
If those funds are gone, though, Alderman, if they've been spent and we've been monitored and then they find that they were spent inappropriately, they will ask the city to reimburse it from its general fund. What ends up happening is you take money out of the general fund and you put it back into a CDBG account. We don't lose it from the city, but you certainly do lose it from the general fund.
Can you talk to the line that was reduced on public facilities and housing, business assistance? Can you talk to what that is and what a 20% decrease to that program might do?
Well, obviously, we're at a time where we're looking at building our downtown. We're looking at capturing what may be the benefits of the busway. And we're trying to attract more and more businesses to the city in an effort to build our grand list. You guys know the general fund budget better than I do in terms of what you can offer for incentives for small businesses, whether they be startup, existing businesses, or businesses that you're trying to get to stay in New Britain. We have over the years offered several businesses business assistance, whether it be for startup or businesses like Connecticut Bindery, where we help them buy equipment and hire new employees, to a wiring company on Osgood Avenue who was about to lay off 30 of their employees. We lent them money so their employees would not be laid off. They have since paid us back, and those employees are still employed. Very recently, the commission dealt with a local business over the Easter holiday that was possibly going out of business because they couldn't pay the bills for the merchandise they had coming in, which would have been producing a product that was especially needed at Easter. We stepped up, we funded it. It was could have been the loss of 30 employees. Instead, they worked through the Easter holidays and are still employed today. The less money we have to offer on those lines, you can understand on your own what the consequences are.
Thank you. I don't have any further questions for Mr. Malinowski. I'm sure other people will, but I'm just going to end my time on the floor with a statement. I'm voting no tonight, and I'm voting no for a variety of reasons. First being, as Alderman Salvio mentioned, I walked out of here last night. You know, our caucus was meeting. We were going over this with a fine-tooth comb. We actually viewed the 319 as too high, and we are trying to make cuts to get more in line with what HUD was asking of us. We had a discussion and understood that this meeting would not be taking place today, so we left to tackle this another day, only to find out today that we're now having this meeting. Therefore, just on principle alone, I'm surprised I'm even sitting here, quite frankly. My second reason is, you know, as I said, our caucus, we really want to reduce the spending and get it more in line with what HUD said. And what we instead have here is an increase. You know, going from 30% to almost 25 is a small step in the right direction, but I think we had a much larger step. And as I said, we were prepared to take a leap, practically. And the other reason, I you know, one of the problems that we're having in the city right now is around our revenue streams and our tax base and businesses downtown. And to see that we're taking 20% from a program that, as Mr. Malinowski just mentioned, helped keep two businesses that employ 30 people afloat, that to me is a big deal. That's 60 people that have jobs because of this program, that if we cut it and we couldn't offer that, we might have 60 people that don't have those jobs right now. You know, I can't support this. I'm quite frankly angry that we're even having this meeting and having this discussion. And I urge my fellow council members to vote this down. I'm sure it'll be a, what is it, 13, 12 of us here? It'll be a 7-5 vote, I'm sure. But, you know, I urge people to say no. Let's table this. Let's do something and come back when we can have, you know, more than 2 seconds worth of discussion on this. That's all I'll say for now.
Madam Chairman. I'm going to stand. Just obviously, the audience
to.
Is.
You don't have to, but you can if you want.
Backs hurt.
I was going to say you can if you want. I'll sit. We'll
by all means, and maybe I'll have you sit for a long time there too, Councilor. My disruption with all of this, because I'm also going to vote no on this. I don't want anyone to tell me I'm voting no against funding for public services. That's not the issue. Mr. Malinowski presented a pretty dire straits circumstance of what the United States Department of Housing and Urban Development requests. You may not like them. You may not agree with everything that they've done or do. The fact of the matter is that we have to have in the city of New Britain a relationship with HUD. If HUD is telling us specific regulatory requirements, if anybody here has ever bothered to read the Federal Register and see what the requirements are to obtain grants, the requirements are to meet those regulations done by housing and urban development, it's clear. The message is being sent. They've given us a pass for 20 years. We're not taking a penny away from public services, because if we take a look at what public services are, we might see that the Friendship Center is located under the ESG proposal. That's emergency shelter and soup kitchen. We're granting that. It's not just public service. That's a public service. Prudence Cranwell Emergency Shelter, $20,000, the CCND reward. You go right down the list. Home property rehabilitation, that's a public service. Home ownership programs, that's a public service. Supportive housing for people with AIDS, that's a public service. We're not denying anyone the money that's allocated to us. We're trying to spread around of crumbs in terms of what's been gradually, we're cut by about 70%. If I would say, Mr. Malinowski, over the last 10 or 15 years, it'd be a pretty close call in terms of how much we used to receive.
Our highest was 4.1 million or so.
So my math has never been that great, but it's over 75% that I can tell. That's not your fault. That's not my fault. That's not the city's fault. That's the federal subsidy process. That's the only question that has to be raised. My concern is that the capacity issue that I've understood and been explained previously is a real issue, that having written quite a few millions of dollars in grants over the course of my lifetime, that I understand when people take a look at capacity building, when they take a look at the issues surrounding how we get prerequisite for grants, how the HUD looks at programs when they say, can you meet those particular needs? Are those contracts going to be in place? Who's going to be able to do that? Those are very real issues that HUD's going to look at. So when I vote no, I'm not voting no not to provide public service, and I don't want anyone to come up to me and tell me that's what I'm doing, because we're funding, we're going to support the funding of public service programs, regardless of what category it is in. I'm saying that we have to take a look at how we develop and continue a relationship with HUD, not just this year, next year, 3 or 4 years or 5 years down the road, regardless of what administration is in the Congress. They're going to look at those things from a regional perspective and from a federal perspective. I mean, that's the only concern that I have, that we understand that we would have liked to have a little bit more time. I can say honestly that we looked at the, and shame on me, when I couldn't find a proposal book that was located in the council chambers. Why? It wasn't there. I mean, it's okay. There were three that were placed there. Mea culpa to everybody, because I didn't know they were there. When I went to see them, there were none there. I would have liked to have looked at each one of the proposals over the course of time. I don't diminish CDBG funds. We've also been dealing with a budget, the school budget as well as the city budget. So my concern is, yeah, we would have liked more time to be able to make the best possible cuts to meet the HUD requirements, to be able to provide to the community the money that's necessary to run the programs that are already on crumbs. You know, there are a lot of things that we looked at to this. If I went through the process, there were individuals who even, and programs who even had the audacity to have a reward request of $5,000 in 2013 and doubled and tripled and quadrupled the request when they know there isn't that much money available. I'll call down on that in terms of a public service. There's a responsibility for public service to be able to become as independent as they possibly can. The other is the criteria that I don't think is emphasized enough by Mr. Malinowski that I like to, and that's this. HUD says clearly, you're supposed to be providing public service funds for startup-related programs, programs that get a kick up, be able to move forward, and then go on their own, whether they privatize, whether they go and develop other grant opportunities, you know, whatever the case might be. We've got people here, we've got grants here and people who have been involved here for 20 years, the same program. This isn't my first rodeo because I'm on the council. I've been at CDBG grants now for over 20 years, and I've seen it. So that's my response. That's why I'm voting no. But don't anybody tell anybody here that we're voting against public service programs. That's not the case. We're trying to give out the best we possibly can so that the programs that do exist can try to function properly. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman. Alderman Maples.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm new at this, so I don't know. It looks like a preconceived total that we don't get to talk about any individual ones or things like that. Our caucus got together last night before the meeting got canceled, and we took this letter, and as Alderman Ciantonio said, we considered the 319 a maximum. CCND met, I think they took a number of days to do it, 4 or 5 days. I mean, we're being asked to do this in like a half an hour. They made very difficult choices based on this guidance from HUD. So we felt that our response, at least I did, our responsibility was if we were going to add anything, we had to find a place in public services to take out at least that amount. For that reason, we could keep our 19 or our 21% or whatever at 319. Going over it is a backward step in my mind, and I don't think we should do it. I don't know if we can consider these, you know, the way this sits, I would not even consider anything except a $10,000 addition to match the $10,000 that was recommended to take away so that the 319 stays. Anything beyond that, I don't think it's sensible for us to do at this point because we're risking losing funds in the future.
Thank you, Alderman. Alderman DeFranzo.
Thank you. I understand where Alderman Giantonio and Mr. Malinowski are coming from, and I certainly understand the information provided by HUD. I guess where my disagreement comes in is not in the need to get down to the 15%. I think we need to be moving in that direction, and I think we are moving in that direction. If you take 5% off the allocation every year for the next 3 years, we'll be down to 15%. We've been operating at this level of 30% or whatever the number is since, I believe, 1984.
Sure,
yeah. Give or take a couple years, probably.
About 4.45.
Right, yeah. So, but the percentage, but right, so.
Understanding that the overall grant
allocation
has gone
right
down considerably over the years.
So, I guess my point is that to come in 1 year and to slash these allocations to these providers in 1 year, I just don't think is something that is beneficial to the city in the long run. Do I think over the course of the next 3 to 5 years that changes need to be made? I do, and I agree with Alderman Giantonio and Alderman Naples about that. But to do it all in 1 year, I think is asking an awful lot of some of these programs that rely on a very small amount of money to operate and to really affect the lives of a lot of folks in some really disadvantaged situations. And so, you know, whether or not going forward, we drop it 5% this year or you know, 10% next year. I think there does need to be an understanding among groups that apply for these grants that there's going to be some change in the way that the city operates and the way that we do business and things like that. But I think to try to make all those changes in 1 year is putting a lot of people in a precarious situation, and I don't think it's in the best interest of the city in the short term. And I just want to touch on this one issue about the meeting. I left here at about 9:30, 9:45 last night. I was under the impression that we were having the meeting tonight, so how there was a mix-up, I don't know. But when I walked in here tonight, I knew that we were voting on this. And the other side of this is that people haven't had a half hour to go over this. We got this information. I don't know the exact time, but we didn't get it yesterday. We didn't get it last week. We didn't get it 2 weeks ago. We've had this for at least a month. Now, you may not have had a chance to discuss it in your caucus because you didn't decide to talk about it until last night. But to come here and say that you only had a half hour to talk about it and a half hour to go over the numbers is disingenuous. The fact is you had this information as long as we did. I understand there was a confusion about when the meeting was, and I have no idea about that, but the fact is we didn't get this a half hour ago. So I think the allocation is decreased by 5%, and I think going forward we need to continue to try to reduce it as we go forward next year and the year after that, in a very short amount of time we'll be in line with that 15% that HUD wants us to be in line with. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman. And I'll just make a comment just before on the meeting issue. I did have a conversation with Alderman Giantonio. I was personally not opposed to delaying the meeting. However, I did tell him, and he knows that while I was there, the rest of my caucus walked out. I said I need to talk to them and find, you know, nothing was discussed with anyone else except for me. And when we exchanged emails today, I said at that time that no, folks wanted to go forward with it and that we could talk tonight. So I apologize for the miscommunication, but the only one that was communicated was me, and I did say that I would have to talk to the rest of the group to see if folks were in favor of doing that, and the answer was they were not. So, but I do apologize. I will apologize. Anyone else with comments?
Madam Chair, yes.
Anyone else with first-time comments before I go second time? Alderman Platage, and then I'll come back to second time if that's okay.
I just want to, in this package that came in on, I think, April 30th, for public hearing for Common Council, it came in before that, but there's a whole schedule written up here. So it's not just yesterday that we were given this. This has been around for a couple of days.
Thank you, Alvin.
Thanks.
Alderman Salerno.
Madam Chairman, if I might, please.
Thank you.
Just a clarification. I don't believe that I had said that we will receive this in a half an hour. It might have been.
I think
the discussion from Alderman.
It wasn't in that context.
It wasn't in that. That's my clarification, Alderman Naples. That it wasn't in the context.
Not going to be voting on it in a half an hour. After half an hour.
Okay. Let me make clarification for myself anyway, if I will. And that is this: we were at the hearings. I was here for every one of them. There were a lot of issues that came across. People who didn't show, who put in for proposals, a whole variety of things. And again, obviously, as I said, I did not look at each one of the proposals, and I wish I had more time to be able to do that for an assortment of reasons. I did not, so I take that as my responsibility. However, my concern is this. This is an opportunity, and what's interesting is, of course, we're going to make a decision, and we don't have anybody here who's going to be allocated funds. This is the time for them to maybe to be there and show their presence, and I don't understand that part of it. You know, the pitch was made, we got the hearing, people knew, everybody was talked with who was going to be talked with, and here we are today making some difficult decisions. No one here is not making an easy decision about where funds ought to go. My concern is that I would like to see, rather than be, and this is just a statement, rather than just be from one caucus to the other caucus, that this was an opportunity to go, from my perspective, you know, case by case and talk about the discrepancies. You know, that's openness. That's letting people know, well, here are some of my concerns about this particular program. I'm not going to belabor the point because it's not about voting against funds. It's about how we redirect those funds. And so my concern is that we could have done that here as a council, not just based on whether we had lack of information, insufficient information, needed more information and clarification. So my position is I probably put hours into taking a look at my position on where money ought to go, not just a half an hour, not a day. And I don't think anybody in the caucus that I happen to be with, you know, just happenstance looked at it.
I think Alderman Giantonio, and then do you want to?
No, I'm for the first time.
Yeah. Alderman, well, you stood up and said the spoke. First. You were the first.
You're the first person.
Oh,
virgin.
Go ahead, Alderman Salvio.
We are now in the process of doing nothing but blaming. Who did this? Who did that? We know all that. Let's move the question.
Is that a motion?
That's a motion. Let's move the question.
Second. Good stuff.
You don't want to let your leadership speak.
It's non-debatable.
It is non-debatable. There's a motion on the table to move the question by Alderman Salvio, seconded by Alderman DeFranzo. All those in favor to move the question, signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed, say no.
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 The question is moved. The question right now we have on the table is an amendment. It's not on the amendment. is an amendment before us on the CDBG proposal, as identified a couple times. I don't think I need to reiterate. The overall bottom line is with programmatical expenses, from 319 to 371, from public facilities and housing, from 1,130,180, from 1,182,180 to 1,130,180, keeping the total expended funds the same. All those in favor of the amendment on the table signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
No.
No.
For the record.
Anybody for no? No, D'Antonio, Salerno, Smedley, Naples, and Salvio, no. The amendment passes. The main motion, as amended, is on the table for discussion. Anyone have any additional comments? Questions? Then all those in favor of the original motion as amended once, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
No.
No.
Hands? Five noes, six yeses. The motion passes. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
Second.
Alderman DeFranzo, seconded by Alderman Collins. It's a resolution that's amended.
Madam Chairwoman, just so that I'm clear.
Yes.
You had two other.
There were no, the amendments were on the entire proposal on the page. Those were the only changes that were identified as identified.
Okay.
So.
I just wanted to make sure that that was your intent.
For the record, I will state that the intent was to make changes to on the resolution that was handed out, the Community Development Block Grant, make those changes as identified in the programmatical funds up front, number two through PS 39, as identified in the meeting, but that the home program and ESG program funds, home program funds of $489,829 and the ESG funds of $129,876 are left in the original format as was identified by the committee.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Just for the record, okay. No other business on the table, and motion made to adjourn at 10:13 p.m. Thank you.